This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Wednesday edition of the Midwest Digest is being brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'll have today's stories coming right up. I know a lot of farm families with some great summer traditions. Well, like putting out the garden together, hoeing the garden together, that's part of it. Canning the bounty that comes out of the garden. Then there are the fairs and festivals, too, built around farm traditions. And there's that tradition of keeping things running on the farm. That's important while we're having fun, too. And Mystic Lubricants is proud to play a role, keeping our machines in agriculture working harder for longer. Season after season after season, like the Mystic JT6 grease, specially formulated to perform in even the harshest environments. Whether your machines are 3 days new or 3 decades old, you can count on Mystic to help protect that tradition of keeping things running on the farm. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer by going to their website, mysticlubes.com. It's spelled MYSTIKlubes.com. The San Juan National Forest in southwest Colorado has closed for the first time in its 113-year history. It's because of the fires. The so-called 416 wildfire this week has turned another 1,300 acres of heavy pine forest into ash and charred stumps, and it did so in a 24-hour period. But let us not forget the heroes that walk among us. Battling that 416 fire is a battalion of firefighters, 1,100 of them, who notched yet another day yesterday without an injury and without that blaze destroying any of the 2,700 homes evacuated. The operations chief on that fire, in its 13th day now, a fire that has consumed almost 24,000 acres, said, "We're not out of the woods yet, but we've been very fortunate." Rob Powell said, "I think we've had help from the angels." From This Week in Agribusiness, sometime in July, we'll get a reading on the second quarter of this year. But in the first quarter, Chapter 12 farm bankruptcies totaled more than 100 across the country. That was actually down a little bit from the first quarter of last year. There were, though, some significant regional increases from the Northeast into the Western Corn Belt and the Upper Midwest down into the Southwest. Farm bankruptcies were higher than a year ago. Nearly 70% of the bankruptcies were in dairy, corn, cotton, soybean, and wheat-producing areas, where there have been those very notable declines in farm cash receipts. You may have heard the story from central Minnesota where the young woman found herself stuck under a pickup truck at a music festival. And not just under the truck, but her head was stuck in the truck's exhaust pipe. It happened at the Winstock Music Festival in Winsted, Minnesota. Yes, the local firefighters arrived on the scene there. They were called in to extricate her, and they used a power saw to help get her out. She was cited for underage drinking. Now, what is interesting as you search the web for this story is how often you find someone or something gets their head stuck in a tailpipe. Dogs have been stuck in there. They use soap sometimes to extricate dogs. In those canine incidents, you have to wonder if it's a case of the tailpipe wagging the dog. That's today's Midwest Digest. Brought to you by the folks at Mystic Lubricants, I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.